From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you. You are so great. We have got such a good show for you today. Man, are we going to reward that enthusiasm. Campbell Brown is going to be joining us later to play our game. That is, if she's not named to Obama's cabinet first. But first, as one of its last acts, the Bush White House released a document called 100 Things Americans May Not Know About the Bush Administration. And this is true. They did that. You can get on the White House website. We read it with interest, of course. Turns out we had heard most of the stuff before. He kept America safe. He promoted liberty abroad. Down toward the end, some things we didn't know. Number 93, President Bush knows all the lyrics to American Pie. True. Number 98, Dick Cheney uses only cruelty-free cosmetics. And this was amazing. Number 100, Jeb, short for Jebra. Who knew? We did not know this.
I suspected that one.
Yeah. Well, let's see what trivia you know. Give us a call. It's 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name's Athena Beamle, and I'm from Pullman, Washington.
Athena?
Yes.
That is a great name.
Thank you.
Do you find that it raises expectations in terms of your wisdom and or goddessness?
Greatly.
Yeah. Do you feel it hard to meet them, or do you just, like, casually just...
No, I just kind of casually meet them as appropriate.
Do you have any siblings with similarly godlike names?
No, just me.
Huh. Athena, Zeus, stop fighting. That would be great if you did that. Athena, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel. First, say hello to a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, Mr. Adam Felber, right here.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Athena.
Next, it's the go-to woman for all things inaugural at the Washington Post, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hello, Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year, you too.
Finally, it's television personality and the blogger responsible for MoRocca180.com, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hello, Athena.
Now, Athena, you're going to play Who's Carol this time. Carol Castle is going to reenact for you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, Carol Castle's voice on your home answering machine.
Great.
Ready to go?
Yep.
All right. Here is your first quote.
It's like the first day of middle school, except no cool trapper keepers and the dorks have the best lunch tables.
Now, that was just a lowly staff member, but we assume he was speaking for everybody about the excitement as what group went back to work this week?
Congress.
Yes, Congress, they're back! Much like the fruit flies in your kitchen, Congress always comes back, no matter how much you may wish they wouldn't. The new Congress was notable first for who was not there, namely Al Franken, who did not show up despite the fact that he's good enough, smart enough, and doggone it, about 250 more people in Minnesota liked him compared to now former Senator Norm Coleman. Coleman has filed a lawsuit, though, claiming that those 250 people were just kidding. But back at the Capitol, Roland Burris, the controversial appointee sent by Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich, did show up. Mr. Burris has both an obstacle and an advantage in his attempt to claim his Senate seat. The obstacle, he was opposed by all the United Senate Democrats. His advantage, all the people opposing him were Senate Democrats. Can I ask you a question, Athena? What is that odd whistle in the background?
It's the bird.
Oh,
what bird?
I have no idea. It's my neighbor's bird.
Is it a mythical bird?
Is it a phoenix or a rock?
Is it feeding you answers?
I'm not that lucky.
Blagojevich! Blagojevich!
Oh, it's a stool pigeon, is it?
That's right, exactly. It's a canary singing, right?
All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
How sexy is he? So sexy that he makes you forget he's reporting on the flu, SARS, or pesticide levels in farmed salmon. Some of his fans call themselves Gupta girl.
That was People Magazine 2003 explaining why they thought Dr. Sanjay Gupta was one of the sexiest men alive. Well, now he's going to add what other title to his resume?
I have no idea.
You don't?
I don't.
Ask the bird.
It's a government position.
He tells you not to smoke while you're pregnant.
Oh, Surgeon General.
Surgeon General, yes. Very good. The handsome brain surgeon and CNN medical correspondent. This is the guy who told People that he likes to sit right down in the bed and talk to patients. He will be our next Surgeon General, it seems, although rumors have it that he got the job only after Dr. McDreamy turned it down.
I'm so excited about FEMA director Anderson Cooper. Yeah.
I think there's going to be some resistance to the new ambassador to Mexico, though, Lou Dobbs.
Exactly.
And attorney. Stay here, he yells. Stay here.
And Attorney General Nancy Grace.
Yeah, you can start on this, and it just keeps going.
You know, it is true. A lot of people have been making jokes very much in that vein all week, but it is a canny choice. The job is seen these days as mainly as a public relations position, and Americans are already used to listening to Dr. Gupta lecture them on TV and then going ahead and eating the second fried Twinkie anyway. Gupta will take a huge pay cut going from cable TV to the administration, but he gets some perks. First, he gets to wear the cool military uniform, and he gets to wear C. Everett Koop's Amish beard. I'm just saying. Yeah, it's true.
Jeez.
Yeah. And you're in charge of all those surgeon lieutenants and surgeon captains.
By the way, just on the hot factor, he is married.
Yeah, is he really?
Yeah, I'm sorry to report that.
So he's that much hotter is what you're saying.
No.
I saw that look in your eye, Roxanne.
He's Surgeon General. He's not dead. Come on, Roxanne.
All right, very good. Athena, here is your last quote.
The company has essentially changed its marketing message to, it's not as awful as you think.
That was David Ewalt, a writer for Forbes.com. He was talking about what company that's trying to downgrade expectations about the latest version of its primary product.
Microsoft?
Yes, very good. Every year starts off with the biggest event in high tech, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. This year's show, kind of a downer, was led by Microsoft introducing its new operating system, Windows 7, which is supposed to fix all the problems on its last operating system. It's as if in 1959, Ford came out with the Edsel II. This time, it runs. Meanwhile, over at the Apple Macworld Expo, it was even more boring, because Steve Jobs, citing poor health, didn't show up to introduce some fabulous new device. Disappointed Mac cultists were forced to come up with their own. One bearded 23-year-old Apple Store employee leapt on the stage, and he demonstrated what he said was the iStick, the smallest, thinnest portable computer yet made. Turns out it was just a toothpick he had painted white. Carl, how did Athena do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Three correct answers. So, Athena, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Yay. Well done. Congratulations. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For playing. Bye-bye.
Bye.